The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise God. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you could join us for this netcast today. I would encourage you to check out our speakfaith.tv Roku channel, because we are constantly updating the videos on that Roku channel. And I wanted at the very top of the program here to mention that those videos are being updated, including we've changed the format just a bit on the Faith and Victory Church videos. These are taken now directly from the live recordings that are shot on video with our Mevo system alive and posted to Facebook. So, you know, the quality is something we're still working on, the lighting, things of that nature. However, they are live videos. They're uncut, but we're putting those out there, and I'm encouraging you to check those out because Pastor Ed is doing some really, really good teaching. Matter of fact, this morning he was talking about the vision, your vision, the vision of the church, not just the Faith and Victory Church, but vision in particularly, okay? So check that out. Also, all the other speakers that we have, Jerry Savelle, Kenneth Copeland, Joe Morris, I could go on and on and on, of all the speakers we have on speakfaith.tv. All those videos are being updated now consistently, and I encourage you to go check them out. If you are not currently getting our speakfaith.tv Roku channel, it is 100% free. All you have to do is get a Roku device from Roku.com, and then if you go to the speakfaith.tv website, which I have right here on the screen on the lower third, go to speakfaith.tv, that's the address on the internet, and there's a link in the upper right-hand corner that if you click on that, it will automatically take you to your Roku account to sign up to get speakfaith.tv. And like I say, signing up for it, subscribing to it is 100% free. So you just have to have the Roku device, be able to hook it up to the internet at your house, connect it to your TV, you're good to go. So that's speakfaith.tv. And then, of course, Word of Faith Radio, WFR.org, Word of Faith Radio. Just spoke to a pastor that's going to be joining Word of Faith Radio in February. He's a gentleman from Virginia, and he is a missionary to India. So all kinds of good new things are happening at Word of Faith Radio, and I encourage you to check that out. Listenership is practically doubled, actually more than doubled, just in the last few months. So I'm excited about that. I encourage you to let folks know that Word of Faith Radio is out there. WOFR.org, as it says there on the lower part of the screen. Just send people emails. Talk to them about it on Facebook. Join the WOFR Facebook group, because we put in announcements there about upcoming programming and so forth. So check that out. All you got to do is when you get on Facebook, just type in WOFR.org, and it will come up. You'll see the Facebook group, and you can subscribe to that. Again, 100% free. So check all those things out. I truly believe it will be a blessing to you. We're just blessed to have these opportunities to get into the Word of God. Amen. All right, let's get into today's message. We're going to be talking about a type of prayer. Did you know there are different types of prayer? Most of you that have Brother Kenneth Copeland's really nice Bible that he's put out, he has all kinds of different types of prayer listed with scripture to reference those different types of prayer. And some of you may be saying, what do you mean types of prayer? Well, for instance, there's the prayer of dedication. Prayer of dedication. Now, what is that? That is a prayer, for instance, that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane when he was consecrating himself and dedicating himself to fulfill his mission on the earth. That prayer, the prayer of dedication, is the only time, now listen closely, it's the only time you can scripturally pray, if it be thy will. Now you say, Dr. Bill, how can you make that statement? That's a pretty bold statement. Well, not if you think about it. So you got to think about these things. When you pray, you should always pray based on the Word of God. So when you're going to pray, you find the scripture that covers whatever it is you're talking about, and then you pray that to God. So for instance, if you're praying for healing, you go get healing scriptures, and you pray for your healing, okay? If you're going to pray about finances, you go find financial scriptures, and you pray those to God. Now, as we've talked about before, praying in this fashion is returning God's word to him by taking his word and speaking it back to him in prayer, okay? So obviously you could do that about things like finances, things like healing. But when it comes to the prayer of dedication, you are praying something that is not definitively in the scriptures. There's nowhere in the scriptures that it says, hello, Bill Bailey, go out and be a teacher of the word and a helps minister to those that are teaching the word. It's just not out there in the scripture. My name isn't in there. So you've got to be aware of that, and you've got to realize that that kind of prayer is a prayer of dedication. And the prayer of dedication is to say, Lord, if you have called me to a particular ministry, such as teaching, I dedicate myself to that ministry. Lead me and guide me in that ministry. That's a prayer of dedication. So it's, as I say, the only time you can pray, if it be thy will, because every other time, you ought to know what the will of God is because you found it in the scriptures. Okay? If you don't know what the will of God is, the Bible says that God desires that we know the will of God. He says, be not ignorant, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. You can understand it by finding out what his word says, because God's word is his will. Amen? Okay. So we're going to look at this type of prayer called the prayer of binding and loosing. Now the two terms binding and loosing sounds religious to a lot of folks and confusing. It's not. As a matter of fact, it's not complicated at all. It just requires some word study. So the prayer of binding and loosing is designed to halt Satan's activities. That makes it pretty important. That makes it important enough for you to study out. So let's take a look at Matthew 12:29. In the New King James, Matthew 12:29 is, or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house? Now here Jesus is speaking of someone who's planning to steal from someone else's house. If the person that lives in that house is physically strong, then obviously he will provide a greater challenge to the thief. Now, in this case, the thief must first plan for a way to restrain the owner of the house or bind him so that he can steal from that house without incurring any resistance. That's what binding is about. That is restraining a strong resistance to an effort. Now, it is unusual that Jesus used the term thief to refer to us as Christians here. Most of the time, matter of fact, the vast majority of the time, the thief is referred to as Satan. Satan is the thief that is spoken of in John 10:10. Satan comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That's the only reason he comes, those three things. The actual John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but for two. That's good old King James. The thief cometh not but for two. In other words, he doesn't come to do anything but kill and steal and destroy. Okay? Jesus said, however, in the same verse, John 10:10, I am come, on the other hand, in effect, I am come to give life and to give life more abundantly. The Zoe life of God, the abundant life of God. So normally we think of Satan as the thief. But in this parable or discussion or teaching that Jesus is doing about binding and loosing, he basically refers to us as believers as the thief trying to break into the strong man's house. In this instance, we're referred to as thieves trying to break into someone's home and pillage their belongings. Now, why? How can that be? Satan is called the God, little G-O-D, lowercase, G-O-D, God of this world, in 2 Corinthians 4:4. Now, that means, basically, he is the God, the ruler of the world system, okay? God created the world. He gave dominion over the world to Adam, not to Satan, but to Adam. Adam then committed high treason, sold out his authority, and gave it to Satan. And Satan is using that authority, Adam's authority, to be the little G-O-D God of this world system. Check out 2 Corinthians 4:4. You'll see that he's called just that. He's also called the prince of the power of the air. That means the realm of the spirit around the earth. He's the prince of that realm. Now, Adam committed high treason. He gave his authority over the earth to Satan. Satan has no authority in and of himself. He only got what he has through Adam. Satan has only, not authority in and of himself, but an ability. He has one ability, and that's the ability to deceive. And what he'd like to do is deceive you into using your own mouth, because the power of life and death is in the tongue, to put you in a position that you be subject to death, to destruction, to killing, stealing, and destroying, because of what you license him to do with your mouth. Okay, so we need to bind his operation. And we need to realize that Satan was, at one time, an archangel, a powerful angel. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us that at one time long ago, he was actually the leader of praise and worship in heaven. It's hard for us to imagine that these days. But he actually led worship of God in heaven. Now, that's why he has such an affinity to music and the music industry, and why that is so important for you to take heed what you hear when it comes to music. Okay, now I'm not going to get on my high horse and say you only have to listen to these certain songs or whatever, but you are a believer and you have discernment in and of yourself. You know what you ought to be listening to. But the thing is, Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Whatever you're hearing is getting into your spirit. So if you're listening to music that elevates the power of Satan, elevates his authority in your life, obviously that is counterproductive to you. Okay? So that's one reason that he is so involved in music. And it's one of the many reasons we need to take heed what we hear and how we hear. Take heed what we hear, Mark 4:24. Take heed how we hear, Luke 8:18. Now Jesus said both, take heed what you hear, take heed how you hear, because you need to take heed what you hear, meaning listen to the right things. But then when you're out in the world, you're going to hear things you shouldn't hear. Let's face it. You know, there used to be, when I was at work, people would cuss, and they say, I'm sorry, Brother Bill. Well, you ain't cramping my style. Don't worry about me. Be more concerned about God. He's listening all the time, whether I'm there or not. So, you know, come on. Take heed how you hear. When you hear stuff you shouldn't hear, remember within yourself, I know where this is coming from. I'm not going to let it affect me spiritually. I'm going to listen attentively to reject it and not accept it. That's what I mean by taking heed how you hear. Okay. Satan's operation today is based on the authority he gained from Adam, bottom line. That authority is not intrinsic to Satan himself. Given the warped world system that he set up over these thousands of years, as believers, we are aliens and strangers in this world and in this world system that he has set up. We're called on to pillage his kingdom. Okay, to win souls for the Lord. In other words, to steal souls out of his kingdom. And in fact, we should be on the offensive, not on the defensive when it comes to this effort. When Jesus spoke in Matthew 16:18 about the gates of hell will not prevail against the church, he wasn't painting a picture of Satan taking the gates and bashing people over the head with the gates. In other words, an offensive thing toward the Christian. No, it was talking about a defensive thing of the Christian toward the gates of hell, that we're to pillage and steal from him souls out of his kingdom and into the kingdom of God by winning them to the Lord. Amen? So, we're the ones on the offensive, not the defensive. In that sense, we're the thieves in the parable that Jesus spoke of. As we break into Satan's kingdom, we should first bind Satan as the owner of the kingdom or of the house. Let's look again at that scripture in Matthew 12:29. How can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man? And then he will plunder the house. The prayer of binding and loosing allows us to exercise authority over, quote, the strong man, in this case, Satan. We do, after all, have authority over Satan, and we need to exercise this authority. The word authority in verse 19 is literally, the definition is, authority derived from position. That means our position in Christ. The Greek word here is exousia, meaning in the sense of ability or privilege. We have authority because of our position in Christ. We have a privilege in him. We can look at this ability as that is derived from a privilege of that position. Just as a traffic cop might hold out his hand to stop traffic, in the same way, we have been given authority. Now, he's a human being. He doesn't have within himself the ability to physically stop those cars. If he did, he'd get run over. But because he is in a position of authority, he can hold up his hand and the cars, the drivers of those cars, will recognize that authority and they will stop. And that's how he controls traffic. Well, in the same way, Satan and his minions have to recognize the authority that we have as believers, okay? Because of our position in Christ, we can stop the action of Satan. The cop's position of authority allows him to control forces beyond his natural ability. In much the same way, our authority as believers and our position in Jesus as part of his body gives us authority to stop the dunamis of the devil in the spiritual realm. Now, I use the word dunamis because that's the Greek word used here in this verse. And dunamis is a word that means force or power, especially miraculous power. So whatever power might be at work in the spiritual realm that would come against us, we as believers can stop the operation of that power due to our position in Jesus using this type of prayer. Okay? So let's consider the situation that Jesus spoke of when he said preparation must be made before plundering the strong man's house. This implies planning in advance. You don't just haphazardly make a sudden decision to break into the house and steal from the strong man's home without first preparing and planning. Therefore, we need to make the decision in advance to pray and bind the strong man. In this case, binding and loosing is not something you do haphazardly. We make a plan. We carry out a plan. You know, all the great movies about intricate heists that you've ever seen in the past, like Ocean's 11 or that old TV show Leverage, which I used to love that show, they would all make all these elaborate plans and they'd pull them off because they made a plan. Okay? It's interesting and exciting to see how the characters make that plan and carry it out in the movie or in the TV show. In much the same way, we need to be very deliberate and make our plans to pillage the kingdom of Satan and rescue souls from his fold by first binding his power and then executing the plan. We've thus far been far underutilizing the authority that we have because we haven't understood the power of binding and loosing, the prayer of binding and loosing. It's time for us as believers to exercise this authority over Satan and his operations in the earth. Actually use the authority we've been given. Now, what about loosing? What about this aspect of loosing? The word loosing here is the Greek word luo, L-U-O is the transliteration. It means to loose any person or thing that is tied or fastened. Another definition is to loose one that is bound, to unbind, or to release from bonds, to set free, you know, like you would release someone or discharge them from prison, or let them go. It also carries with it the thought of declaring something unlawful. In fact, one definition is to break up, demolish, destroy, or dissolve something coherent into many parts, therefore destroying it. It also carries the thought of overthrowing or doing away with power and authority, like overthrowing the government of a country, okay, a corrupt country. We can break up and destroy Satan's authority in his own kingdom because of our position in Christ, not because of who we are in and of ourselves, but because of our position in Christ. We can also loosen the bonds of those that are tied down and break them free of their bonds and discharge them from prison, letting them go. That's what the loosing part is about. As we bind the power of the devil over the bind and through the binding part of the prayer, we then loosen those that are under his authority and release them from prison. Why is this necessary? Because we're told that Satan, often working through his demonic forces, has blinded the minds, that's quote, blinded the minds of those that would hear and receive the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 4:4. We could stop the activity of Satan's blinding the minds of people in the world. Now, as Christians, we can call upon our own spiritual forces that God's provided, which are the angels, who are ministering spirits that hearken to the voice of the Word of God when we speak it. Hebrews 1:14 says that angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation. That's us. They minister for us. Now, I'm not talking about getting weird here and praying to angels. That's not the point. We don't pray to angels. We pray to God. But the words that we speak authorize the angels to operate on our behalf, which means you don't want to be confusing your angels by making a good confession. They then make a bad confession, and they sit back and wonder, what am I supposed to do? You want to be consistently confessing the Word of God so that they're out there doing the word that you are saying. Okay? Now, this is all really serious stuff. You need to operate in the prayer of binding and loosing. And it all comes down to you speaking the Word of God. The ministering spirits will then operate based on what you are saying, not what you have said, but what you are saying consistently. Remember, we've made that point before. And they will operate for you. And the people that have had their minds blinded by Satan and his cohorts can be set free. What we ought to be praying for those people is that God send laborers across their path. You don't pray, now listen closely, you don't pray, oh God, save so-and-so. God's already done everything he's going to do concerning saving whoever that is you're praying about. Jesus went to the cross. Jesus has been raised from the dead. He's done it, folks. It's a complete work. But what you can do is pray that people will be sent across their path to speak the Word of God to them. They'll hear the Word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And then what they are hearing and hearing and hearing gets down into their heart. And then they act on it and they speak it. They confess Jesus as Lord. They believe God raised him from the dead according to Romans 10, 9, and 10. And guess what? They're born again. And we have pillaged the kingdom of Satan. Amen? Well, I trust you found this interesting. This is an article that is on our website, one that I just wrote. It's out there under teaching articles. Go to wofm.org. If you like to post a link to it, copy it, use it, whatever, I encourage you to do so. But I wanted to teach you from this article on binding and loosing. Study it out. Remember, I'm just giving you nuggets. You go dig for the deep vein of gold. Amen. All right, I encourage you to write to us here at Word of Faith Ministries. Our physical address, mailing address, is Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina, 27262. You can also write me at my email address, drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at wofm.org. Go to our website, wofm.org. Take advantage of all the resources there, like this teaching article. I encourage you to do that. And until next time, remember to fulfill the Word of God.
The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.